If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. In 2019, the world was a different place. Pre-pandemic, people enjoyed in-person shopping, bar hopping, and busy tourist location getaways. That would all change a year later, of course, but no one knew 2019 would be the last normal year we'd see in a long time. But 2019 wasn't normal for everyone. It was not normal for the Davis family. Tyler Davis, a 29-year-old Wendy's restaurant manager, was enjoying being a dad to a busy little boy. In February of that year, his son was 20 months old, and Tyler loved being able to get on the floor and play with his son and watch his personality develop. On February 23rd, Tyler and Brittany, his wife, were planning a getaway for her birthday the next day. Tyler's parents would babysit for them, and they were planning a couple of days in Columbus, Ohio. They wanted to do some shopping, get a couples massage, and maybe hit some bars for some drinks with friends. It was to be a rare night out for these young parents. They checked into the Hilton Hotel at Easton Town Center around 5 o'clock p.m., A college friend of Tyler's showed up, and they spent the evening bar hopping. It would be 3:20 a.m. when the trio pulled into the Hilton via an Uber. Tyler became disoriented and confused when they arrived, and he would walk away from the hotel. He told Brittany he just wanted to go for a walk. Brittany headed up to their hotel room because her phone was dying and she wanted to charge it. She thought Tyler would be up right after, but he wasn't. He did call her a couple of times, and he mentioned that he had become lost but was now heading back to the hotel. He told her in one call that he even could see the hotel and he was almost there. But he never showed up. Tyler hasn't been seen or heard from since. Where is Tyler James Davis?
He wanted a boy bad. I've never seen a father and a son relationship like Tyler has with our son. I've always been very lucky to be blessed with such a good husband in my life that takes such good care of both of us. It's something I've always been really grateful for. It was my birthday. We had plans. We were going to go do something. We honestly didn't even have a place or a hotel even booked until the day before we left. We live in Wilmington, which is about an hour away from Columbus. We had just planned on meeting some friends up in the area. Tyler has a couple friends in Columbus, and so do I. We had a couple's massage planned for the next day. We're just excited to get to spend some time together without a one-year-old strapped to us. We had took took a rideshare to a club a little bit farther away. Everybody was having a good time, you know, we're laughing, joking amongst the three of us. It didn't seem like anything was unusual. We tried to help him out of the car. He got mad, like he was frustrated, and he just starts walking, like walking away, and we were standing right in front of the door to our hotel. Back the last time I talked to him, he had said, I'm really sorry, like I see the hotel, I'm walking through the woods, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
My name is Detective Jason Bramer. I work with the Columbus Police Missing Persons Unit, and I've been working the Tyler Davis case since he went missing. Tyler's case is what we call a red flag case, and the reason that we call it a red flag case is because things aren't normal. It could be life or death.
I'm never going to stop trying to find him. There is an answer. We just have to figure out what it is. For all we know, Tyler could come back.
Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast and another unsolved missing persons story. Tyler's story is really interesting. It's in an area of Ohio that is very busy and full of restaurants, shops, and many, many businesses, almost all of which have some type of CCTV footage. How does someone vanish here? We aren't in rural Montana or Alaska. We are in Columbus, Ohio, a particularly busy area of Columbus. What's also interesting is there are some similarities between Tyler's disappearance and the disappearance of Brian Schaefer, another young man who vanished in Columbus, Ohio after a night of drinking. Brian, however, vanished back in 2006, a full 13 years before Tyler would disappear. Both men are seen on some video surveillance footage. Both men have never been found. Before we jump in, a big thank you and welcome to Errol. Thank you for joining us over on Patreon. Case feedback and suggestions are always welcome. You can find my contact information in the show notes. Please make sure you give us a follow over on the socials as well, and let's get these missing person cases some more exposure. Most are just waiting for that one tip, that one piece of information that can lead to answers. The most heartbreaking piece of Tyler's case is that a 20-month-old boy was left without a father who had loved him, who enjoyed being the type of dad who would get down on the ground and play with toys with him. This little boy is now 7 years old, and this little boy needs to know where his father is. Tyler James Davis was born on June 30th, 1989. He grew up in a loving household just outside of Columbus, Ohio. He went on to marry Brittany, and he became a manager at a local Wendy's restaurant. His goal was to provide for his family, which soon included a baby boy. Brittany would describe Tyler as kind and fun, with a sarcastic sense of humor. Tyler wasn't much of an outdoorsy guy. He preferred staying inside and staying up late, usually playing video games. In 2019, he was specifically enjoying being a dad to a growing toddler boy. His son would turn 2 in June, and he loved watching his son's personality emerge. Tyler was a very hands-on dad, and his son meant everything to him. Tyler and Brittany decided that for Brittany's upcoming 23rd birthday, they would take a little getaway to Columbus and have some much-needed fun and relaxation. They called Tyler's parents, who agreed to babysit, and Tyler and Brittany made their plans. They would travel to Easton Town Center, check into the Hilton Hotel on Saturday, February 23rd, and that evening they would explore Easton and maybe have some drinks at some of the restaurants and bars. On the next day, they planned to do some shopping and get a couple's massage together. This weekend would be just what they needed. The disappearance. Saturday, February 23rd, was a day that Tyler and Brittany had been looking forward to. Brittany would be turning 23 that weekend, and her and Tyler were going to enjoy some time together. Tyler, Brittany, and their son left their home in Wilmington, Ohio, and drove the 1 hour drive north to meet up with Tyler's parents. They had lunch together, and then their son would go home with his grandparents, and Tyler and Brittany would head to their hotel at Easton Town Center. It was 5 o'clock p.m. when Tyler and Brittany checked in to the Hilton. They hung out at the hotel for a bit, and one of Tyler's college friends came to hang out with them. They had invited some other friends to join them, but no one was able to on such short notice. The three decided to walk around Easton and see what was there. The next day, Brittany and Tyler would be doing some shopping, so they wanted to get the lay of the land, so to speak. They wanted to see what stores were there and what all there was to do there. That evening, they found a few places to have some drinks, and after a while, they decided to take an Uber and go to a local strip club called the Dollhouse. At 3 o'clock a.m., they got into an Uber and left the Dollhouse to return to the hotel. All three had been drinking, and Brittany and Tyler both fell asleep in the car. At 3:20 a.m., the Uber pulls up to the doors of the hotel. Tyler, still intoxicated, seems distraught at first. He doesn't know where they are, and he gets out of the car and walks away from the hotel. He seems anxious, and something is really bothering him. Brittany tries to convince Tyler to come inside, but he continues walking away. Tyler's friend decides to go after him. Brittany said she was going to go up to the room so she could charge her phone. But after a few minutes, Tyler's friend returns to the hotel without Tyler. He said that Tyler told him he was going to walk it off for a bit. At 3:30 a.m., Brittany's phone rings. It's Tyler, and he tells Brittany he had decided he was just going to take a walk and he'd be back in a few minutes. Shortly after 4 o'clock a.m., Brittany receives another call from Tyler. He told her he was in the woods and he could see the hotel and he was heading there and he should be there shortly. The phone then cut out. Brittany called him back and it sounded like someone had answered. There was about 4 seconds of empty air and then the phone would cut out again. All subsequent calls to Tyler's phone went straight to voicemail. Brittany and Tyler's friend tried to find him on their own, but they had no luck. Another friend of Tyler's who lived nearby was called, and he came up to help search also. Around 9:30 a.m., Brittany made the decision to call Tyler's parents and let them know what was going on. An hour later, the call was made to the Columbus Police Department to officially report Tyler as missing. Tyler Davis had disappeared. The search. Tyler's father raced up to the Easton Town Center and would spend countless hours searching for Tyler on foot. Initially, everyone, including law enforcement, Brittany and Tyler's friends and family, believed that Tyler was so intoxicated he might have just passed out somewhere. He might have even become injured, increasing their urgency to find him. But no signs of Tyler were found. Authorities were reluctant to search for Tyler, as is often the case when adults go missing, and Tyler's case seemed pretty straightforward, a young man that had been intoxicated and probably walked off somewhere and passed out. Law enforcement did finally review the CCTV footage at the hotel, and they confirmed Brittany's account of what happened. The Uber showed up to the hotel at 3:20 a.m., and Tyler is seen getting out of the car and walking off. Brittany is seen going into the hotel, and Tyler's friend follows him, but returns to the hotel several minutes later. The Uber driver is interviewed and states that Tyler was quite agitated about something when he got out of the car. Authorities were able to analyze Tyler's cell phone data also, and a timeline was constructed and confirmed. At 3:20 a.m., the car is seen pulling up to the Hilton. At 3:30 a.m., Tyler called Brittany from just down the street from the hotel. Brittany's phone was pinged inside the hotel at this time. At 3:51 a.m., Tyler uses the GPS function on his cell phone and puts in the hotel address. He must have wandered away enough that he felt lost and couldn't find his way back on his own. He was shown at this time to be near Abbott Laboratories, near the intersection of Stelzer Road and Morse Crossing. This is about a mile and a half from the Hilton Hotel. Just after 4 o'clock a.m., Tyler's phone calls Brittany briefly before it is disconnected. Brittany is still confirmed to be in the hotel along with Tyler's friend. Searching that particular area around the Hilton and over near the area of Stelzer and Morse turned up no sign of Tyler. His cell phone was also no longer working, and the last ping they had to go on was near that spot near Abbott Laboratories. Law enforcement does eventually bring in helicopters to help perform air searches, and sonar equipment is used to help search through some small water sources. There was a nearby marshland, wetland area, in which the water was said to be about waist deep at that time. Still, not one single sign of Tyler was found. Easton Town Center in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus is the capital city of Ohio, located almost dead center of the state. In the year 2020, the population was just over 900,000 residents. The average age in Columbus is much younger than the big cities comparable in size, but that is likely due, in part at least, to the Ohio State University campus. Easton Town Center is an upper-scale shopping, dining, and residential complex on the northeast corner of the city. It is located about 10 miles from the downtown city center. In 2019, there were 235 retail stores, 40 restaurants and bars, and over 750 residential units at this complex. There was also the Hilton Easton Hotel. Tyler and Brittany plan to stay and explore the Easton Center. Hotel, restaurants, shopping, things to do, you really didn't need to leave the complex at all. And their evening started out within the Easton Town Center. First the hotel and then some bars and restaurants right in Easton for some drinks. But at some point, Tyler and Brittany, along with their friend, decided to take an Uber to a local strip club where the night of drinking would continue. They returned to the Hilton Hotel at 3:20 a.m. This, of course, is corroborated by witness statements, phone pings, and CCTV. The temperature that night was 29 degrees Fahrenheit. We can also confirm via cell phone pings that he made it over to the intersection of Stelzer Road and Morse Crossing. This is about a mile and a half from the Hilton Hotel. Now, Easton is a busy shopping center, and it's surrounded by main roads. But it was dark, and at 3:30 in the morning, certainly not many people are out and about. We also have to wonder, what did he mean by being in the woods, but still able to see the hotel? Now, I want to take this with a grain of salt because he was intoxicated and possibly not thinking clearly still, but let's take a look at the map. There aren't any woods, per se, at least what most of us would consider woods. There are some trees here and there, and there's maybe some small patches of trees, but no woods or forests. And he did say that he could see the hotel from the woods. Perhaps he was on Stelzer Road, which does have a patch of woods across the street from the hotel. If you cross the road heading through a field towards the Hilton Hotel, the map does show a small retention pond there. Authorities did believe it was possible that he fell into a body of water. And nearby water areas were searched, so I'd have to believe this pond was an area of focus. To get anywhere else, major highway and thoroughfares must be crossed, including Highway 270. Beyond these busy roads and these highways, there are two major creeks nearby. Many people do mention this in the discussion about Tyler's case, but they are creeks, not rivers. There is Alum Creek to the west and Big Walnut Creek to the east. But even if any of these bodies of water are the reason Tyler didn't make it back to the hotel, it's been 5 years. These aren't huge bodies of water. These aren't deep water sources. And in time, bodies that end up in the water usually resurface. There have still been no signs of Tyler in any of those areas. Locals have also said that while Easton Town Center is a nice area of Columbus, just a couple of miles down the road, the area changes completely. Drugs and crime run rampant in that part of town, And in 2019, the area led the state in robberies. Were there any additional witnesses that saw Tyler walking that night? I realize that at 3:30 a.m., there aren't many people on the streets, but was there anyone? There was some CCTV footage of Tyler found at the hotel at Easton Town Center, but it's interesting that none of the other businesses picked up Tyler on their surveillance cameras. It seems clearer that at first it is confirmed that Tyler was walking around the area alone. This was verified by that CCTV footage, and it was verified by his cell phone. And Brittany and the friend were confirmed to be at the hotel. So did Tyler run into anyone else out there, someone that took him from the area? Since he vanished, there have been no sightings, no activity on social media, and no activity on his driver's license, social security number, or bank accounts. Shortly after Tyler disappeared, Brittany did attend a few different press conferences and did the occasional press interviews in the beginning, but pretty early on, she took a lot of heat. Many people wondered why she waited until 10:30 a.m. to officially call the police and report Tyler missing. Others speculated that she and Tyler's friend were caught together, which is what caused Tyler to become so upset in those early morning hours. Some even said that she was uncooperative and didn't participate in the physical searches for Tyler. I can't say if there is any truth to any of that, or if that is people just jumping to conclusions, not knowing the true facts, and wanting to blame someone. In any event, it caused Brittany to retreat from the public eye. She did give some interviews and some podcasts to help gain some awareness on Tyler's case. True Crime Garage did a two-part interview with Brittany if you are interested in hearing more from her side of things. In December of 2021, Clinton County courts declared Tyler legally deceased. He had been missing almost 3 years at that point. Interestingly, it's typical for courts to wait 5 to 7 years before declaring a missing person legally deceased, unless there is some evidence that they are indeed deceased or evidence that they are possibly no longer alive. What do you think happened to Tyler James Davis? Was Tyler the victim of a crime? Had he wandered too far in the wrong direction, or did he get into someone's car? Did he have an accident? How has he remained hidden for over 5 years? Tyler is described as a Caucasian male standing 5'9" and weighing around 190 pounds when he was last seen in February of 2019. Tyler was 29 years old then and would today be 35. Tyler has brown hair and brown eyes and has a red birthmark on his right arm that extends from his hand all the way up to his neck and chest. He was known to be wearing a green and blue flannel shirt, a white t-shirt, blue jeans, and black and white Nike sneakers. Anyone with any information on the whereabouts of Tyler Davis is asked to contact the Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4624 or the Central Ohio Crime Stoppers tip line at 614-461-8477. Remember, you can always remain anonymous when calling Crime Stoppers. Thank you for listening to Tyler's story today. There is a young boy out there that has likely no memory of his father, a young boy who deserves answers. Tyler's family has continued to push authorities to work the case and to keep Tyler's case in the media. Law enforcement has also since come out and allegedly admitted that they dropped the ball on Tyler's case by not acting on it sooner. They also do not believe that he left of his own free will. Please keep sharing Tyler's story. You can also show your support for the family by following their Facebook group page for Tyler. You can find that at Bring Tyler Davis Home. I'll also put the link in the show notes. If you know of a case near you that needs more media attention, please send it my way. You can reach me anytime via the social medias or email me at canwefindthem@gmail.com. If you've made it this far and would like to help these stories, consider giving us a 5-star rating and review on your podcast platform of choice. This does help these stories get more exposure, and it really helps the missing person's name rank higher in the searches. A huge thank you again to Errol for joining us over on Patreon. You can find ad-free episodes over there, as well as bonus episodes. The link to Patreon will be in the show notes. I truly do hope that we have answers for Tyler's family soon. It's so bizarre that a young man can vanish into thin air in such a busy and thriving area and never be found. It was dark, of course, but by the time the sun came up that morning, just a few hours later, Tyler had disappeared completely. Thank you again for listening to today's episode on Tyler Davis. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.
I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.